愿大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
请我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
哦，帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
First Thessalonians chapter 1
第九节
Verse 9
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神第十节
Verse 10
等候他的儿子从天降临就是他从死里复活那一位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣，请读。
Verse 9 For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Verse 10 And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这个第九节跟第十节，如果我们仔细把它分析。
If we carefully analyze verse 9 and as well as verse 10,
我们发现信仰生活有三件事情需要做。
We recognize that during, in our faith, there are three things that we really need to be mindful of.
第一件事情,
First of all,
要归向神,
that we need to return back to God.
第二件事情,
Second,
要服侍神,
we need to serve the living and true God.
第三件事情,
Third,
要等候神。
I mean, wait for his son from heaven.
这是信仰生活的三件很重要的事情。
These are the three issues that we need to be mindful of in our faith. In our faith.
那第十节是在讲基督徒的盼望。
In verse 10, it actually mentioned the hope regarding a Christian for a Christian.
我们每一个人来信耶稣入门的方式不一样。
For all of us to come to believe in Christ, we have different ways of entry.
约翰一书里面说、哦、那生命的道已经显现出来
First John told us that the way to life has been revealed
就是我们所看见所听见所摸到的
That is what we have seen, what we have heard as well as what we have touched
生命之道是无形的
The way of life is invisible
道是无形的
That the way is actually not a tangible thing.
生命是无形的。
Life is also not a tangible thing.
那为什么看得见、听得见、摸得到？
How come these intangible things can be seen, touched, and heard?
这个就是主耶稣成为人来地上。
This is actually in reference to how Lord Jesus Christ became human beings and lived in this world.
他是道成肉身。
That as were, he became flesh.
所以因为他带有肉体，所以是我们看得见、听得见、摸得到。
And just because he had this physical body, we were able to see him, to hear from him, as well as to be able to touch him.
主耶稣在传道里，好多人听见他所传的道，太奇妙了，就信了。
Many people, when Lord Jesus Christ preached to them, they heard and they were so amazed that they came to believe.
因为从来没有人讲过这样的道。
Because nobody ever uttered such type of doctrine before.
主耶稣说，我是从天上来的，我讲天上的事情。
Lord Jesus said that I came from heaven, therefore I spoke things of heaven.
大部分的人都是讲地上的事情。
Most people would speak things of this world.
主耶稣讲天上的事。
Lord Jesus Christ spoke things from heaven.
所以如果听得懂，
therefore if we come to understand,
这个道理太奥妙了。
Then we will see that this.Truth is quite mysterious.
所以好多人听得懂就被吸引了。
Then therefore, there are some people who, after understanding these words, they were attracted.
第二个
Second,
有的人看到主耶稣行神迹。
A lot of people, they saw that Lord Jesus Christ perform miracles.
他叫瞎眼看见。
That these blinds were able to see.
他叫死人复活。
And these deads resurrected.
他叫长大麻风的得洁净。
And those who contracted leprosy also became cleansed.
他叫风海平静。
And he was able to calm the sea and the wave.
他叫无花果树枯干。
And then he was able to cause the fig tree to dry up.
如果他不是从神来的，他怎么有办法做人做不到的事情？
If he wasn't from God, how was he able to do all these things that human beings cannot normally do?
所以有的人看见就信了。
And therefore, many people, after seeing these things, they came to believe.
那有的人是摸到才信。
And some people had to touch in order to believe.
就是对主耶稣有体验。
That is, they have experienced of Lord Jesus Christ.
一个患十二年血漏的妇人。
A woman who was suffering from bleeding for 12 years.
她看到所有的医生没有一个能够医好。
After visiting all these doctors, none of them was able to cure her.
她钱已经花完，没有钱了。
She actually spent all her money. She no longer have any money left.
这是人的尽头。
This is the end of human endeavor.
但是这也是神的开始。
However, this is the beginning of God's wonderful, miraculous deeds.
她来找主耶稣。
And she came to seek Lord Jesus Christ.
她很勉强地靠近主耶稣。
Hesitantly, she approached Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣的周围挤满了各样的人。
Because there were many types of people around Lord Jesus Christ.
但是等她触摸到主耶稣的衣裳。
However, after she touched with her own hands of Lord Jesus Christ's garment,
十二年的血肉就好了。
12 years of bleeding, all of a sudden, was gone.
因为主耶稣的身体有能力。
Because the body of Lord Jesus Christ contained within it power.
所以今天我们要信耶稣。
Therefore today, if we want to believe in Christ,
可能是我们听到道理而信。
Perhaps it's very possible that we come to have heard of the sermons to believe.
可能是我们看到神很大的神迹奇事来信。
Or perhaps we have come to witness the wonderful miraculous deed of Lord Jesus Christ.
也可能是我们本身有什么需要，你来祷告，体会到神的恩典来信。
Or rather, we have come to experience God ourselves after we pray and then we believe.
但是我们不管因为什么方式来入门进入耶稣这个信仰。
But regardless of our method of entry into this faith,
我们要问一个问题。
We need to have this one question.
请问我信耶稣最后的目标是什么？
What is the ultimate goal of my faith toward Lord Jesus Christ?
这节圣经节第一章第四节跟我们讲得很清楚。
And chapter 1 verse 10 of this Bible verse actually gives us a very clear indication.
信耶稣最重要的目的不是地上的平安。
That to believe in Lord Jesus Christ ultimately is not for the peace of this world.
也不是地上的发财。
Nor would it be the wealth that we should attain in this life.
也不是地上的成功。
Nor would it be the successful status we shall achieve in this world.
信耶稣最后的目标是什么？
The final goal of our faith toward Lord Jesus Christ, what would it be?
告诉我们
tells us.
就是等候他的儿子从天降临。
That is to wait for his son from heaven.
就是等候主耶稣从天降临。
That is to wait for the descension of Lord Jesus Christ.
他特别描写说他是从死里复活的那一位耶稣。
Here more specifically, a description was given that he was raised from the dead.
为什么要描写他从死里复活？
Why would this description of rise from the dead be needed?
这样才能够证明生命在主耶稣里面。
This is to show that and demonstrate that life is actually commanded by him.
那主耶稣从天降临了做什么？
So what is the purpose for his descension into this world?
要救我们脱离将来愤怒。
That is, we shall be delivered from the wrath to come.
什么是将来的愤怒？
What is the wrath to come?
今天早上我们已经提过。
This morning we have actually discussed briefly.
主耶稣来世界。
That when Lord Jesus Christ came to this world,
就是世界的末了。
When Lord Jesus Christ come to this world, it would signify the end of this world.
凡是有形质看得见摸得到的都要用烈火消化。
Whatever is of material that we can touch with our hands will be destroyed by fire.
这个天地会结束。
And that this heaven and earth shall meet its end.
然后有一个新天新地的实现。
And then once again there will be this new heaven and earth that will come about.
这个新天新地是属灵的。
And this new heaven and earth will be of spiritual.
不是物质界的。
It is not of material things of this world.
所以主耶稣再来就是物质界的消失，是灵界的实现。
And that is, if Lord Jesus Christ comes again, that when Lord Jesus Christ comes again, it will be the disappearance of the physical world, but it will be the appearance of the spiritual world.
那一天来到，我们会发生什么事情？
When that day comes, what will happen?
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
20节、21节。
Verse 20 and 22.
腓立比书第三章20节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。21节。
Verse 21.
他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这个卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。这个在讲基督徒的盼望。
This is actually a description of the hope of all Christians.
这里说我们是天上的国民。
That is, it is describing us as the citizens of heaven.
但是我们住在地上做客旅。
Nonetheless, we dwell in this world as sojourners.
有时候我看到一些人来到美国，为着要取得一个合法的身份，受尽很多的痛苦。
I've seen that many people, when they come to this U.S., they want to obtain this legal citizenship, they actually gone through a lot of trials and tribulations.
我听过一个弟兄见证。
I've actually heard this brother's testimony.
他从墨西哥入门。
That he came through from Mexico.
然后夏天很热，经过那个墨西哥的旷野啊，到德州。
That during summer, when it was extremely hot outside, he actually traveled across the Mexican desert to enter into Texas.
他又生病。
He was actually sick at the
又口渴。
And he was very thirsty. 他
天天死在那里。
He thought he was going to die there.
但是神怜悯他。
But then God had mercy on him.
所以他成功进到美国。
He was able to successfully enter into the U.S.
最后他到美国的身份。
And then later on, he actually obtained the U.S. citizenship.
但是美国不是天国。
But then U.S. is not heaven.
里面有很多的问题。
But within U.S., there's a lot of problems.
这里告诉我们，我们是天上的国民。
But then here it's telling us that we're the citizens of heaven.
天国有多好。
How wonderful is heavenly kingdom?
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible told us.
地上的不好，天国都没有。
That whatever is bad of this world, that in heavenly kingdom, you cannot find those things.
天上真正好的，地上我们都尝不过，没有尝过。
And whatever is truly wonderful in heavenly kingdom, we have never tasted them in this physical world.
所以天国的好是超过我们所能够经验的。
That is, whatever is good in heavenly kingdom is something that's beyond our understanding and comprehension.
因此基督徒最大、最后、最重要一个盼望。
That is the ultimate and the final hope for us as Christians.
就是我们能够回到神的国那里。
That is, in the future, we shall return back to this heavenly kingdom.
所以二十节第二句说，等候救主，主耶稣从天降临。
That is why in verse 20, the latter half, it says that we shall eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来世界两次。
That Lord Jesus Christ will come to this world twice.
第一次。
First time.
主耶稣带着慈爱来。
That he came with merciful love.
他爱我们，爱到为我们钉在十字架上。
He loved us so much that he was willing to die for us on the cross.
这是两千年前他来。
This was when he came to this world 2,000 years ago.
很快主耶稣要第二次再来。
Rather quickly, he shall come once again.
主耶稣再来要带着公义来。
That when he comes once again, he shall bring with him justice.
那是极其可怕的一天。
How dreadful of a day would that be?
启示录里面说。
The book of Revelation told us.
将军、富户、财主有洞都要钻下去。
That those generals, those wealthy men, and those officials shall try to dig a hole and then enter into those holes.
平常在社会上被人尊重的。
Those who have been respected in this world.
很荣耀的。
Those who are glorious in this life.
但是没有信仰的，没有拜主的。
But then those who never come to worship God, come to believe in Christ.
当主耶稣带着愤怒的脸下来。
That when Lord Jesus Christ comes once again in wrath.
没有一个人敢看他。
Nobody dare to glance upon his face.
那是极其威严。
And how stern of a day would that be?
那是极其可怕。
How dreadful of a day would that be?
你想想看，日本一地震一摇，好多人摇到好像灵魂都要出去了，好怕，好怕。
And if you see that during the Japanese earthquake, that many people, due to the shake, felt that their soul is about to exit their body because they were so fearful.
启示录说，主耶稣再来，那个地震啊，要把地裂成两半，大岛都移到海的中心去。
But then the Book of Revelation told us that on the day the earthquake will be so severe that the ground will be split into two and those continent will actually be shifted into sea.
要震到连太阳都掉下来。
It will be so severe that even the sun will fall from the sky.
极其可怕的一天。
How fearful of that day.
但是如果我们看到那一天没有信，已经太晚了。
But then if we see that day and we still have yet to believe, then it will be too late.
但是那一天也是最荣耀的一个时刻。
Nonetheless, that day shall be the most glorious day as well.
为什么？
Why would that be?
我们看21节。
Verse 21.
他要按着能够叫 万有归服自己的大能，将我们卑贱的身体改变为从荣耀的身体。
Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself.
圣经在描写我们的身体是卑贱的。
The Bible have described our bodies to be very lowly.
为什么？
Why would that be?
第一个，身体是泥土造的。
First of all, our body has been made of clay.
所以有什么荣耀？
And therefore, how glorious can clay be?
没有什么荣耀。
It's not glorious at all.
第二个，
Second,
既然身体是物质的。
That if our bodies if made of material,
凡是有物质的都会毁坏，都会老化。
Everything that is made of material, things will decay and it will be destroyed.
所以年轻力壮的时候，这是人的荣耀。
And that when we're young and we are strong and healthy, indeed it is our time that we have glory.
但是当我们开始老化
，But then as we began to age,
我们的身体就没有荣耀了。
Then our body will be devoid of glory.
所以这个卑贱的身体
，And so this lowly body of ours,
没有盼望的身体
，This body that is without hope,
会朽坏的身体
，This body that will come to decay,
要改变
，That it will be transformed.
要改变成什么
？Why would it be transformed?
跟他自己荣耀的身体一样
，That it will be transformed into his.Be conformed to his glorious body.
主耶稣是死在盼望里面。
The Lord Jesus Christ died in hope.
他说我三天要活过来。
He said that in 3 days, I shall resurrect.
如果我们没有信耶稣，
If we do not believe in Christ,
我们是死在绝望里面。
We die in complete hopelessness.
因为我们是死在罪里面。
Because we die in sin.
主耶稣三天复活。
And after 3 days, he resurrected.
他带有灵体。
He brought with him the spiritual body.
他带有荣耀。
He brought with him glory.
那个不会朽坏的。
He brought with him this incorruptible body.
不会老化的。
Is a body that will not age.
不会生病。
Body that will not be sick.
不会死亡。
The body that will never die.
带有荣耀那个身体。
Is full of glory. That body.
所以有一天我们这个身体要改变跟主耶稣一样。
Now one day.Our body shall transform and be conformed to like that of Lord Jesus Christ's body.
为什么我们这么有把握？
How come we have such an assurance of this?
有时候我们身体发生毛病，你一辈子没有办法改正过来。
A lot of times when we have trouble and issues physically, we cannot try to amend it with the rest of our lives.
我们保养身体只能够延迟这个老化的过程。
That if we try to maintain this body, we can only prolong our life.
Aging,
We can just delay this aging process.
但是你没有办法改变已经老化的事实。
But then you can never change the fact that you've aged.
那为什么我们能够改变跟主耶稣一样？
But then how can we transform and be conformed to his body?
21节说，
Verse 21 tells us,
他要按着自己叫万有归服自己的大能。
That according to working by which he's able to even subdue all things to himself.
我们知道。
We all know this.
为什么世界的生命一直连续不断？
How come life of this world continues forward that never discontinue?
因为主耶稣的能力。
Because of the power of Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么天地一直运转不停？
How come that this world continues to rotate about?
因为主耶稣的能力。
Because of the power of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这么大的能力要改变我们的肉体，变成荣耀的身体。
So this amazing power shall once again transform our body into conform with his spiritual body.
所以圣经把这个盼望形容叫做活泼的盼望。
And the Bible have qualified this hope as the living hope.
英文叫 living hope. 这个活泼的盼望，另外一个是就是带有生命的盼望。
And if we just sort of say this living hope in another way, it is that it is a hope that is with life.
人每个活的都是希望有盼望。
That all of us, when we are in this world, we all hope, we all require hope.
但是人世间没有一个盼望不会消失。
But in this world, no hope will last forever.
当你得到你所盼望的，我们已经开始失去它。
When we obtain this hope, we actually at the process of losing that hope.
到最后只有一个盼望是永远你可以抓得住的。
Only at the end there's one particular hope that we're able to continue to grasp hold onto.
就是主耶稣再来，我们的肉体改变成为灵体到天国。
That is, in the future, our physical body shall be transformed into the spiritual body and be brought into heavenly kingdom.
那这个盼望会改变我们的价值观。
And this type of hope shall also change our value system.
那我们的价值观会改变我们的生活方式。
And our value system will dictate the way we live.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
十八节
verse 18
第四章十八节
chapter 4 verse 18
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的乃是顾念所看不见的因为所看得见的是暂时所看不见是永远
Verse 18, while we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
绝大部分的人他所关心的是看得见。
Most people will only care about those things that they can see with their eyes.
怎么让我们身体健康?
For example, how do we maintain our health?
怎么找到好工作?
How do we seek for that great job?
怎么赚更多的钱?
How do we obtain more money?
怎么有更高的物质生活享受?
How do we better our quality of life?
怎么有快乐的退休的晚年生活?
How do we obtain that wonderful and happy retirement?
这是绝大部分人生的理想。
These are all the ideal things that people work toward in this life.
但是对一个基督徒来说,
But for a Christian,
这个很重要，但不是最重要。
These are important, nonetheless, they're not the most important.
为什么？
Why would that be?
因为这是看得见的。
Because these are things that we can see.
所以十八节说，看得见的是暂时的。
That's why in verse 18 it says that those that can be seen are temporary.
会过去的。
All these things shall pass away.
那最重要是什么？
What is the most important?
最重要是不会过去的。
What is most important? Those things that we cannot see.
是永远的。
Things that is internal.
不会过去的，永远的，是看不见的。
These things are eternal that we can never see with our eyes.
看不见是什么？
What are things that we cannot see?
神我们看不见。
That God is one we cannot see.
灵魂我们看不见。
Soul are things we cannot see.
天国我们看不见。
Heavens are things we cannot see.
将来天国的赏赐我们看不见。
The rewards that we shall receive in heavenly kingdom are things we cannot see.
但是那个是真实的，那是永远的。
But those things are eternal and those things are true.
所以当我们的人生盼望从今生地上延伸到天国的时候，我们的价值观就改变了。
If we try to protract our value system from this life into the heaven to heavenly life to come, then our value system will be very different.
我们可以简单的说
put it more easily.
当我们活着
as we live our lives,
从信仰来讲
From the perspective of our faith,
几十年的生活就是为着永永远远天国的永生在预备。
That this few decades of life that we have in this world is in preparation for the heavenly life we shall have in the future.
这个就是基督徒的价值观。
This is the value system of a Christian.
所以因为有这个价值观，我们的生活可以有很大的不同。
Because of this value system, then the way we live our lives shall be extremely different.
十七节
，verse 17，
我们这个自战自轻的苦楚，要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our life affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
今天受苦的事情，很少人愿意做。
Today there are not a lot of people willing to do things that require them to suffer.
如果要受苦，一定要要求更大的代价。
That if we are to suffer, then we should be paid a high price to do so.
我们看到很多的虔诚的基督徒。
But we see all these very devout Christians.
他为着传扬主耶稣的福音。
That in order to preach the gospel of Christ.
他受苦很多。
That they suffer greatly.
甚至牺牲生命。
They're even willing to sacrifice their own lives.
到底教会给他多少钱？
How much did the church pay them?
有的一毛钱也没有给他。
For some people, they weren't even paid a dime.
他们自己掏腰包去传福音。
In fact, they actually paid themselves to go and preach the gospel.
我们就问，为什么他可以这样的牺牲来过这样的生活方式？
Then we shall ask, how can these people live their lives in such a way?
十七节的下半句给我们一个答案。
Verse 17 actually gives us this answer.
为着要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
that is to achieve a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That this glory actually exists in heavenly kingdom. When I'm older, we will actually ponder upon this very practical issue.
我要怎么死?
How will I die?
大家是觉得这个很奇怪的问题。
Then for a lot of people, they might think this is a very strange question.
真的, 如果有一天你躺着, 晚上睡觉, 第二天已经到天国了,
So if you just kind of lie there and then as you sleep, the next day you enter into heavenly kingdom, of course, that would be the best.
但是很少人有这样的福气。
However, this is not a blessing that not a lot of people would have.
所以到底要怎么死才好?
So what is the best way to die?
如果从圣经看起来,
from the perspective of the Bible,
死得最有价值, 那个方式就是最好,
that if you can die with the most value, then it will be the best.
那什么方式是死得最有价值?
So how can you make your, how can you give your death the most value?
当然你生活很享受, 到最后营养太盛了, 中风死了, 这样也是看起来有价值的。
And so if you are so healthy that in the future you you contract your you had a stroke and you die, of course that sounds quite valuable.
但是圣经里面记载一个人叫斯提凡。
But then in the Bible, we also witness this particular character by the name of Stephen.
他信耶稣以后就开始传福音。
That after he believed in Christ, he started to preach the gospel.
大家不能接受。
That people cannot accept what he preached.
把他推出就用石头打死。
So then they push them out of the building and they wanted to stone him to death.
结果他要死的时候,
Consequently, as he was about to die,
他看到天开了,
he saw the opening of heaven.
主耶稣在天上等他回去, 迎接他。
Lord Jesus Christ was waiting for him and to welcome him back into heavenly kingdom.
那是最有价值的死法。
This is a very valuable death.
那个是殉道。
This is martyrdom.
为着主耶稣而死。
That is to die for Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么最宝贵的生命能够一分都没有拿, 为着主耶稣这样上升?
But then why would it be that the most valuable death would be someone who never been paid a dime and willing to die for Lord Jesus Christ?
除了主耶稣的爱很大, 感动我们之外,
If it wasn't for the great love of Lord Jesus Christ that had touched us greatly,
就是因为我们将来天国有看不见永远的荣耀做赏赐。
It would also be the heavenly reward that we shall receive in the future that exceeds everything that we have.
因此我们信耶稣就是在等待一天。
That as a believer of Christ, this is something, this is the day that we're waiting for.
等待有一天我们能够回到天国跟神同在。
In the future, we shall enter back into heavenly kingdom and we shall receive glory with him.
那这一种的人生盼望, 这一种的价值观会带给我们生活基本上的改变。
This kind of hope, this kind of perspective of life shall give our, shall transform the way we lead our lives.
怎么改变?
How will our lives be changed?
我们回来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians
第九节。
Verse 1 Thessalonians
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节,
Chapter 1, verse 9
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里, 你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神, 要服侍又真又活的神。 这个地方讲要服侍又真又活的神。
Here this Bible verse mentioned how do we serve the true, that we should serve the true and living God.
我们今天的人为什么而活着?
As for us in this world, why do we live?
很简单的说,
Very simply put,
今天人活着就是为着快乐,
that we live in this world because we want happiness.
再讲清楚一点,
Let's put this even more plainly.
今天人活着就是服侍他的身体,
that we live in this world because we want to serve our bodies.
身体有很多的欲望啊,
that our bodies contain many desires.
怎么吃让你吃得最快乐?
How do we eat so that we can be the most happy?
Oh, 所以天天就是在想怎么变化你的菜色。
So every day we think about the varieties that we will want to infuse into our food.
这个是今天人生活的一个重要内容啊。
And so this is a very important content for people who live in this world.
再来,
moreover,
生活环境,
our living environment,
房子要怎么设计,
how do we decorate and design our house?
能够住在里面最舒服。
So that we can be the most comfortable living in these houses.
那怎么这个view最漂亮?
How do we obtain the best view?
所以坐在里面很享受。
So that we may be able to sit there with such comfort.
所以我们的肉体有很多的欲望。
So our bodies have all these desires.
我们今天基本上活着就是在服侍我们的肉体。
That today, very basically, we're just trying to serve our body.
让我们活得很快乐，
就
是这样而已。
We may live a happy life, and that is pretty much it.
那这样的生活方式有什么问题？
So what kind of problem is there for this kind of living lifestyle?
如果你的人生把它从20岁切到60岁、70岁来看，这个人生是很美妙的。
So if you look at this type of life from age 20 till age 60 or 70, the life is extremely wonderful.
因为你活得很快乐。
Because you are very happy.
哦，但是如果你人生再看长一点。
But then if you continue to protract this view forward.
人要死以前有老病死。
That before you die, you have sickness as well as aging.
你如果到养老院去逛一圈。
That if you go to the senior citizen or assisted living housings.
那个里面的人以前都是过得很快乐的人。
Those people lived a very happy life.
但是他已经老了。
But now,That those people are old.
现在就是老病死。
But all they can wait for is aging and sickness as well as death.
我们可以说那样的人很幸福吗？
Are we able to say that those people are indeed living a very wonderful life?
你再看远一点。
If you continue to protract this view forward,
死了以后怎么办？
What would happen after they die?
绝大部分人觉得死就完了。
For a lot of people, after they die, their lives just die like that.
所以活着就要快乐。
So that's why when they live in this world, they want to obtain happiness.
但是圣经告诉我们死没有完啊。
But then Bible told us that death is not the be all and end all.
因为真正的我是灵魂，不是肉体。
Because the true self is not my body, but rather it is my soul.
肉体是一个壳子。
That my body is merely a box.
死是真正的我灵魂从肉体这个壳子出来。
That after death, it is...merely an exit of my soul from this box.
那死了要去哪里？
Then what would happen after I die?
这个是大问题，但是没有人想。
This is a major problem, but nobody really think about it.
但圣经已经告诉我们了。
But then the Bible told us already.
死后还有审判。
That after you die, you shall also encounter judgment.
如果死了就结束，今天你也不要信耶稣，反正就完了。
That after you die,And you don't, nothing happened to you, then you don't need to believe in Christ now because everything shall be over.
顶多我不要去上天国吧，死就完了。
So if nothing happens, as maybe the worst is that I don't go to heavenly kingdom or else everything is over.
但是死没有完，死后还有审判呢。
But that's not the case. That is, after you die, you shall also encounter judgment.
所以人生如果把那个盼望用来服侍肉体，这个是没有盼望的。
So then if you use this kind of...hope to try to serve your physical body, then really that's not any hope at all.
那如果不是服侍肉体，那我要做什么？
But if we do not try to serve our physical body, then what else should I do?
这给我们讲新的生活方式。
So this actually is telling us that there is a very specific lifestyle that we need to have.
要服侍那又真又活的神。
So this, we need to serve the living and true God.
这个就是我们新的基督徒生活方式。
And so this is the new lifestyle that as Christians we need to have.
要服侍神。
That we need to serve God.
他特别提到两点。
Here it is actually telling us these two particular issues.
第一个。
First.
他是真神。
That he is the true God.
为什么要讲真神？
Why would we need to mention that he is the true God?
真神表示他永远不会改变。
That he is true because he will never change.
他永远存在。
That he shall endure forever.
因此我们服侍神的价值是永远不会改变，永远存在的。
Therefore, the value behind our service toward God will never change and it will endure forever.
有的弟兄姊妹在很好的公司上班。
A lot of brothers and sisters, they actually work in very wonderful companies.
他有很好的老板。
And they actually have very good boss above them.
他很感谢神。
And they thank God very much.
但是问题是老板也是人啊。
But then you have to think that these bosses are also human beings.
这个弟兄姊妹还没有退休，老板退休了。
That after, that before these brothers and sisters were able to retire, these bosses actually retired.
所以换了一个新的老板来。
And then a new boss comes forward.
他对待这个工人可能方式就不太一样。
And then this new boss might treat the underlings a little bit different.
但是我们有一个老板。
But then we have this one boss,
就是主耶稣,
that is Lord Jesus Christ.
他对我们很好,
that he treated us wonderfully.
他不会改变,
that he will never change.
他永远存在,
and he shall endure forever.
所以这个老板才值得服侍。
And then this is the boss whom is worthy of our service.
如果主耶稣肯定我们对他的服侍,
if the Lord really validate our service toward him,
他会赏赐我们。
He will reward us.
如果他赏赐我们,
if he had reward us,
那个赏赐是不会 不会消灭的。
This reward shall never be extinguished.
因为他的存在是永远的。
Because his existence is forever.
所以为什么圣经要讲他是真神？
That's why the Bible have to emphasize that he is the true God.
这告诉我们服侍神的价值是永恒的。
This is to imply that the service, the value of our service toward him is forever.
什么叫做智慧？
So what is wisdom?
这个大家都知道。
This is something that we all recognize.
我们花最少的代价有最大的收成。
That we can put forth the least effort, yet we can reap the most.
这个叫做智慧。
This is wisdom.
那如果我们人生投进去的，
But if we try to devote our entire lives into this,
好像投进股票里面去，
as if we are trying to invest in stock,
最后股票崩盘了。
At the end, the entire stock market had a meltdown.
你整个人一生的积蓄全部变成零了。
That your entire life savings crash into zero.
那我们说这个人很有智慧吗？没有一个人会同意的。
Are you able to say that such person is full of wisdom? Nobody will agree with you.
所以如果我们把神给我们的一切时间精力全部投在讨我的肉体的高兴，让我肉体活着很舒服。
So then if we devote everything that God has given us into serving our own body,
这个投资是会崩盘的。
Then you will see that this investment shall collapse.
有一天断气就完了。
That after you breathe your very last, it will be all over.
所以这样的人生叫做有智慧吗？
So can you say and qualify this such type of life to be full of wisdom?
所以什么样的智慧人生叫做有智慧？
So what kind of life can be a very wise, can be a life full of wisdom?
就是我们的投资有永远的结果。
That is, our investment shall reap for us a fruit of eternal benefit.
那这个就是要用神所赐给我们一切的恩赐来服侍神。
That is, we should utilize all the grace that God has given unto us and invest back into serving God.
所以我们要服侍那个真神。
So we need to serve this true and eternal God.
因为这个价值是永恒的。
Because this value shall endure forever.
那下面说他是活神。
And then it continues onward to say that he is a living God.
为什么要讲活神？
Why will the Bible need to mention that he is a living God?
我们大部分很多人都在公司上班过。
A lot of us have worked in any particular company.
我们跟老板是互动的。
And we have this interactive relationship with our boss.
有时候老板先主动对我们好。
A lot of times our boss might actually be more active in trying to treat us better.
有时候我们主动对老板好。
At times, it might be us who are the active party to try to treat our bosses better.
一般都会有一个回应，正面的回应。
But then at times, but most of the time, there would be some sort of interactive relationships.
是正面的。
And it would be positive one.
那你就会很享受你在那个公司的工作。
And consequently, you would enjoy your employment in that particular company.
神就是我们的老板。
And then our God is our boss.
如果我们很诚心的、很忠心的去服侍他。
That if we...With our sincere heart, we are willingly serving him.
神会对我们有一个回应。
The God will give us a positive feedback.
你的生活会有很多体验。
That in your lives, you shall experience all sorts of grace and
wonders. 体会到神的带领。
That you will experience his guidance.
体会到神的祝福。
That you will experience his blessings.
体会到神的恩典。
You will experience his grace.
体会到神的同在。
That you will experience his abidance.
忽然间你发现神是活的。
All of a sudden, you will recognize that this God is a living one.
为什么？
Why would that?
因为在服事的过程那个神对你有回应。
Because during your the time of service, this God actually answers back to you.
如果一个人信仰没有体验。
If this one particular person have no experience in his or her faith,
我们差不多可以很肯定的说，这个人没有在做圣工。
We can be quite sure that this person really never participated in holy work.
如果他做圣工，态度很正确，动机很纯正，非常的忠心。
That if this person really participated in holy work with a sincere heart, with a correct motive,
神的恩典是算不完的。
That God's blessings can never be even be counted.
所以我们的信仰会越来越活泼。
So then our faith will become even more of a living hope.
因为我们跟神有一个互动。
Because we have this interactive relationship with God.
所以我们要等候神。
So then we are here waiting for him.
神来要算账。
That when God comes once again, He shall also give account of everything.
所以来神来之前，我们要服侍他。
That before he comes, we shall serve him.
算账的时候，他就要赏赐我们。
That as we're making accounting of everything, then he will reward us.
但是为着要服侍神。
But in order to serve him,
我们的生活需要有更进一步的改变。
That our lives should also continue to have more changes.
先看帖撒罗尼迦书第一章第十节。
First Thessalonians chapter one.
第九节
Verse 9
中间要离弃偶像归向神
That we shall turn to God from idols
为什么有的人想服侍神没有办法服侍神
How come there will be people who are willing to serve God But then they are not able to do so
很简单
Very easily
因为他的生命中有一件事情或者很多事情比神还重要
Because in that person's particular life There will be one or two things that's actually more important than God himself
在我们生命当中任何一件事情或人比神重要那个就是偶像
Whatever that is more important than God in our daily lives That will be our idol
因为神是独一的伟大的
Because God is only one, and he is magnificent.
所以他要在我们生命里面占有独一而且最高的地位。
He will become the only and the highest position in our lives.
如果我们看世界的成就最重要。
That if we see the achievement of this world to be the most important,
我们就会抓住世界的成就，我没有办法服侍神。
Then we will grasp hold onto the achievement of this world, and we cannot let go.
一天二十四小时
，that 24 hours in a given
day. 八小时睡觉
，that eight hours we shall sleep.
如果我们一直追求世界的成就
，that we continue to seek after the achievements of this world.
我们哪里有时间跟精力去服侍神？
Why would there be time that we will go and serve God and do His holy work?
如果我们生活享受最重要
that if in our lives this enjoyment of life will be the most important to us,
我不敢不愿意受苦，我就是要享受
I don't want to suffer. I just want to enjoy my life.
那享受就会变成偶像，阻挡我们服侍神
This pursuit of enjoyment shall be our idol, and it will be impediment for us to serve God.
如果钱最重要。
If money is the most important in our life,
钱我就会因为钱我没有办法服侍神。
We will because of money cannot serve God.
那个少年的财主忧忧愁愁离开耶稣。
So you can see that very young official and wealthy man, he left God, he left Lord Jesus with a sad face.
圣经说因为他很有钱。
Bible said that he was very wealthy.
钱超过耶稣。
That money was more important to
him than Jesus Christ. 他不但没有办法服侍耶稣，他没有办法跟从耶稣。
Not only was not able to serve Lord Jesus, he was not even able to follow Lord Jesus.
所以一个人要服侍神，最基本的改变就是他的心里面需要没有偶像。
So for a person to really truly serve God is for that person to be rid of all the idols within him.
我的人生，神最重要。
That in my life,God is the most important.
如果神要我服侍他
that if God indeed want me to serve him,
我什么都可以牺牲
that I can and willing to sacrifice everything.
这样我们才能够服侍神
Only then are we able to serve him.
那价值是很可贵的
And this kind of, this will be very valuable.
所以每个人要改变
So we shall all change.
过一个服侍神的生活
willing, lead a life willing to serve him.
我们需要改变
We all need to change.
要离开偶像。
We need to depart from idols.
这样我们的人生才有真正的盼望，真正的价值。
Then can we have true hope in our lives? Can our lives be full of value?
唱诗。
Sing him.
380首。
380。